Well, just like an annual checkup is really important for maintaining good health, performing regular financial checkups is an essential part of planning for a healthy and successful retirement. And if you regularly assess your budget, goals, and progress, you're going to be able to make better and more informed decisions to keep your finances on track. Although financial wellness is going to look a little bit different for everybody, just like our personal health and fitness, we're going to share with you some key areas that everybody should be paying attention to in today's episode. Join us as we explore your financial wellness checkup.
It's time for the Retirement Roadmap Podcast with registered financial consultant Glenn Mosseller.
Well, Glenn, Walter Storholt here with you, back for another episode, and looking forward to this conversation today as we get a little financial wellness checkup. You don't have to put on the white lab coat, Glenn, today. You don't have to play the full-on doctor role, unless you want to wear a lab coat to work. Your clients might find that odd if they came in to meet with you.
I think that might be a little funny there, Walter. But you know,
what appointment did we have today, sweetie? Huh? What?
Right. Right. Yeah, you kind of may wear the virtual coat. How about
right.
that?
Right. There you go. Virtual white coat. I like it. So, yeah, we're going to just go through a simple and fun episode today as we get a financial wellness checkup. But important to do this because this is how we're going to make sure that we are better preparing for retirement. Now, Glenn, whenever I go in for a checkup, I've been going to some physical therapy recently, just kind of working on some ankle and knee issues as I'm working out more and running more and things are starting to hurt more. And so it's kind of cool because the very first appointment, the first thing we did was we reviewed what my goals were. Like, what do you want to get out of physical therapy? Where do you want to be in 6 weeks? And now we're 6 weeks into it, and we went back and we reviewed those goals again at another appointment to see what progress had been made. I would imagine that's a pretty good place to start your financial wellness checkup as well.
No, I think that's right, Walter, right? I mean, it's, you know, you really is a regular check-in, right? As to how are things going? You know, are we meeting those goals or expectations, you know, as we're going along? You know, I mean, and again, that's, you know, that's on the financial side, but also how do the finances fit into the, you know, the overall, you know, retirement planning and lifestyle and just making sure that, you know, that things are going along. I mean, one of the key questions I will check in with folks on, you know, when I see them and I haven't seen them in a little while is, you know, what's new? You know, what's, you know, is there anything else going on that I need to know about, you know, that we need to kind of make adjustments for, you know, and to make sure that everything still stays on track, you know, those types of things. It's just making sure that everything is what it's supposed to be, right? And that's really the key is, you know, making sure that, you know, it's, you know, everybody's on the same page and, you know, we're all going for the same outcome. You're reviewing that on a pretty regular basis. That's, you know, you highly increase your odds of having things turn out well.
Yeah, I think that's a really important thing to remember. And if we have that as our launching point, the rest of this is going to fall in and make a lot more sense as well. So next place we might take you in a financial wellness checkup would be to check those vitals. You know, you want pretty much any type of appointment you go into, they're going to do what, Glenn? They're going to look at your, your blood pressure, maybe take your pulse and possibly your temperature, those kinds of things. So what would checking your vitals look like if you were giving somebody a financial wellness checkup?
Right. Well, I mean, Walter, you're probably going to be looking at that cash flow, right? I mean, because that's kind of the world we live in is, you know, money comes in, you know, on a monthly basis typically, and then it flows out and it comes in and it goes out. And so, you know, so looking at the budgeting and spending habits, you know, are we staying where we want to be, you know, and, you know, it's a situation where, you know, we typically, you know, have created a scenario where you're going to have, we know pretty much what the income, you know, flow coming in is going to be. Is that sufficient? Is that doing the right, you know, is that covering everything that you're really wanting to do and or that you need to do, right? And I have a, you know, kind of a way of putting it, you know, we talk about the have to's and the want to's, right? And, you know, we just got to make sure that the want to's don't get, you know, out of the lane, so to speak. I mean, everybody's going to always have certain things that they want to do. And, you know, our objectives are always to, you know, to factor all those things in, you know, in there and making sure that everybody's kind of on the same page, that I'm aware of, you know, if certain, you know, thoughts are you know, end up changing, or you know, something else is going on, or something unexpected popped up, you know, or we need to make an adjustment. But it's really, I mean, one of the key things is you know, is just is making sure that that reliable, you know, cash flow is staying there, and that it's you know, in a line with the expenses that are, you know, that are there. And again, making those have to's and want to's, you know, just it's like, okay, we navigate through that. There's going to be certain times when, you know, one or the other might pop up. I mean, a have to might, you know, might increase because, you know, maybe there's a new roof or a new you know, HVAC unit, or a need for a new car or something like that, you know, arises. Or maybe a want to that pops up to you. It's like, hey, I've got this opportunity to go on this trip and we really like to do that. And, you know, we want to figure out a way to, you know, to make that work. And so, you know, we work to, you know, even though it's somewhat unexpected, yet at the same time, we know that there's going to be, you know, there's going to be, you know, certain things that pop up that we want to be able to budget for and, you know, and adjust for. And that's that. Hopefully there's enough flexibility in folks' plans to be able to do that. And so that's what we strive to make sure that we, you know, that we're able to, you know, to make those adjustments and keep those things in line.
As our appointment continues, we then want to kind of go through some sort of screening, perhaps. You know, maybe we just want to make sure we're in for our annual cancer screenings, or maybe we want to run some blood tests and those kinds of things just to see if there's anything that we can catch early on. Is there anything that we can do to sort of screen our portfolio in a similar way?
Right. Well, Walter, yeah. I mean, again, it's making those adjustments along the way, right? I mean, you know, different times, you know, in economic cycles, sometimes folks get, you know, get a little bit more nervous or a little bit more, you know, excited about, you know, going in the other direction, you know, and we just got to, you know, check in with, you know, the level of risk and diversification that folks are, you know, are currently taking based upon, you know, the plans that we've put together, you know, making sure that that still matches, you know, making sure that they're comfortable and, you know, what they're wanting to, you know, have in terms of, you know, just the overall feeling and, you know, and having, enjoying retirement is, you know, that, you know, everything is matching and going well, right? When there's, you know, when there's changing market conditions, I mean, our objective is that, you know, if things are, if, you know, we want to be okay regardless as to what's going on within the markets, right? But when there's turbulence or volatility out there, I mean, most people are going to have a certain degree of, you know, of anxiety. But at the same time, we, you know, it's our objective to, you know, to try to minimize that as much as we can. And we, you know, and by, you know, how we have things positioned within the overall portfolio and the income planning, you know, as you're going through, you know, and you're checking in from time to time, you want to make sure. Sometimes folks, you know, they shift a little bit, they get a little older, or they you know, something has happened, you know, either they've seen maybe a family member or, you know, or a friend, you know, go through something. And so now they're starting to think about certain things differently, and they want to maybe make some adjustments or at least talk through some things. You know, that it's important, you know, to really understand where folks are and making sure that we're staying on the same page, even if that page, maybe we're turning a page. We got to make sure that we're staying aligned and that we're still traveling down the same road, and that everybody's, you know, has the same expectations and objectives going forward.
Well, so far our checkup is going well, Glenn. We've reviewed goals, checked vitals, screened for issues maybe in our plan. Now we'd like to take some preventative measures. You know, perhaps you go to the doctor and they say, you really need to lose a few pounds, right? Because you're going to help avoid a lot of future issues if you do that. Or, hey, we noticed this was a little bit elevated. We can bring that down by eating some less processed foods, that kind of stuff. We want to now take those preventative measures and put those in place for our health. What about in financial planning? Are you talking about kind of proactive planning and preventative planning with folks, you know, before things become a problem?
Well, yeah, Walter. I mean, that's certainly the case in most cases, right? I mean, that, you know, when we first sit down with folks and we're looking at, you know, making, you know, if folks are thinking about continuing the conversation beyond that initial consultation, and we're looking at, you know, starting to put plans in place. I mean, there's certain proactive things that are going to typically, you know, come into play there. You know, it might be in terms of, you know, their, you know, healthcare, in terms of the, you know, making a transition. You know, what are they going to do as far as, you know, making that change? You know, have they planned for long-term care, you know, the possibility of, you know, of those kinds of things coming up? Have they saved money in such a way that they're going to have a, you know, the potential of having a lot of tax burden there, you know, and are there proactive ways that we can maybe you know, be, you know, engage a little bit more in some, you know, tax aware planning and, you know, and kind of, you know, reposition things around a little bit. You know, those are things that we typically, you know, begin to explore when we're really putting a plan together, because folks do their, you know, what they do, you know, everybody's done something a little bit different in their accumulation years. And, you know, and ultimately when we're making that transition, you know, into, you know, preservation distribution, it's key to make sure that in essence your plan is built to last, right? And so in order to be built, you know, built to last, we, you know, we have to take into account things that, you know, have high probabilities of happening, you know, and if those things can create challenges, we want to try to plan for those, you know, and at least address them and, you know, say, okay, well, what are we going to do about this? What are we going to do about that? The other piece of that is too, is really kind of taking a pulse of where people are. You know, some folks are going to have different opinions about, you know, what their thoughts are about, you know, maybe taxes going forward, or, you know, or the chances of needing to go to a long-term care facility. And if they did, you know, what their attitude is about it. Some folks are going to feel one way, other folks are going to feel another. But again, these are conversations that we need to have on a proactive, you know, planning basis, because, you know, we don't want to be just, you know, just completely blindsided by certain things that, like I say, have a high probability of happening. And so we want to make sure that we don't want to just be in a reactionary mode. We want to be in a proactive mode, you know, prior to any of those things happening.
Yeah, I really like that perspective there, Glenn. All right, so maybe two other examples we can hit here as we talk about going through a financial wellness checkup. Insurance. You're not going to go to the doctor, typically, and not have some sort of conversation about insurance. And I think the same can be said about going through a wellness checkup. We've got to kind of see what the insurance landscape is that we're facing. So for folks who are near retirement and in this type of conversation, how do those insurance talks usually transpire?
Right. Well, I mean, Walter, and those are, again, those are kind of a review. I mean, checkups, right? We talk about what are we going to do? I mean, there's basic areas that, you know, that you're going to need insurance, you know, beyond obviously the normal things for your, you know, your home and car and those kinds of things, right? But when you're going into retirement, your risks, you know, change, right? I mean, you're, you know, who you are as a person, you know, and where you are in life, you know, you're going through a transition. And, you know, that transition is, you know, is day-to-day lifestyle, but also in terms of, you know, as you get a little older, I mean, there's certain other risks that come up. There's changes you have to make. And, you know, the first thing is, you know, your health insurance is, you know, you don't go through all your working years on Medicare, right? I mean, you're typically on an employer plan, you know, of some sort. And, you know, for the vast majority of people. And, you know, so you really want to kind of orient yourself to, well, what does it mean to make that transition onto Medicare? You know, what are my choices? What are my options? Well, you know, what about this? What about that? You know, how to make sure that I sign up, you know, properly and at the right times. And am I working with, an agent that is, you know, has the ability to, you know, to look at a variety of different plans that are going to, that potentially going to fit my situation better than another, you know, or are you working with some, you know, or talking to somebody who's more captive, that basically, you know, everything, you know, it's kind of a one size fits all. You know, you want to make sure that you have the ability to, you know, to evaluate what's there and that they can help you through that process. You know, same thing is, you know, in terms of, you know, making a determination with life insurance. You know, are you going to continue to need life insurance? You know, I mean, a lot of folks think, well, once you've reached retirement, you know, there's really never going to be a need for that again. Well, I mean, that's true in some cases, maybe, but there are other cases where it's just like, well, you know, there are needs there, or maybe there's wants there, right? I mean, it's not necessarily a need, it's more of a want, right? And there's certain planning for, you know, estate planning that maybe makes, you know, sense to, you know, to have some, you know, some life insurance there to, you know, to have, you know, death benefits transfer and typically in a tax advantaged way, right? Or maybe there's a need for an income replacement if part of a pension is going to go away, or a Social Security benefit is going to drop off, and you know, and you're realizing that, you know, the surviving spouse is going to have some less income, but they're also going to be in a situation as they file their taxes, they're going to become a single filer, and now suddenly the odds of them going into a higher tax bracket, you know, with potentially less income, you know, becomes something that could well happen. So there might be a need for that, evaluating whether or not there's a need for some, you know, maybe some income replacement with some, you know, life insurance and those kinds of things, you know, as well as, you know, what we were just talking about, you know, Walter, with long-term care, right? There's a variety of things that change when you're going into retirement that you really need to assess on the insurance basis, because you're not normally in a situation where you're going to be thinking about long-term care when you're in your working years. I mean, the thing that could cause that would be, you know, either some really terrible disease or an accident, right? But it, you know, and those are relatively rare with the, you know, with population as a whole. But it's not so rare, you know, when, as you, you know, the longer you live, that the odds, you know, continue to rise. You're going to have some sort of care, you know, in long-term basis, whether it's home health care or literally, you know, moving to senior living facility of some sort. So, you know, all of those things need to factor into your overall planning, and, you know, you need to be proactive with all that.
It's very important and key, I think, Glenn. So let's keep all of that top of mind as we move forward here to our last point. And after you wrap up your appointment, usually with a healthcare provider, you're going to set up some sort of follow-up plan, whether it's coming in for another appointment or going to talk by phone later on to follow up on how things are improving or settling in, or if it's a referral to another specialist of some sort. Those kinds of things are going to be discussed. And I'm going to guess you do the same thing, Glenn. It's not just one meeting and everything's done. You've got follow-up plans to then discuss with your clients.
Well, that's exactly right, Walter. You know, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, we like to get together with folks, you know, several times a year, you know, at different times, you know, things that are going on. Also, just, you know, let folks know that you're available, you know, if something happens, right? I mean, life is a dynamic process and different things happen along the way, right? Sometimes they're good and sometimes they're not so good, right? But yet at the same time, folks need some help in making adjustments, or they need a little extra here or there, or they want to talk through something. You want to make sure that, you know, that your advisor is available. It's a situation where, you know, you want to have a, you know, like it, making a kind of a jump to an analogy. Let's say if you were talking about having a doctor, right? I mean, you want to have a doctor who's busy, but you don't want to have a doctor who's too busy that can never see you, right? And you know, because if the doctor is not busy, then that probably means he doesn't have a lot of patients or clients. And so that's a kind of a red flag. At the same time, if they've overextended themselves and, you know, and they can hardly have enough time to ever, you know, work you in, so to speak, then that can be problematic too. It doesn't matter if they're really, really good, but they don't have time for you, then they're not doing you any good. Right. So it's really making sure that, you know, that you have the ability to work together again as a team, and, you know, and you have that follow up plan that, you know, you get together on regular intervals, but then also know that, you know, if something happens, and, you know, that you can, it's just like you make the analogy of sports, you know, it's just like a timeout, right? It's like, okay, life happens, something here, we need to take a timeout and we need to go talk with our coach. That's that type of thing. And having accessibility is to me is a key thing, and it creates that the ability to, you know, to lower the stress and realize it's like, okay, you know, we can be more comfortable knowing that we've got a plan in place and we have the ability to, you know, to make adjustments along the way, and we can reach out and Glenn's going to be there.
Yeah, we know it's helpful when you've got somebody that's going to be there on your side and helping you navigate through all of these tough waters and situations. And it's just like when you go to the doctor or healthcare provider, you want them to be knowledgeable. You want them to help guide you through the process to fix whatever ailments or avoid future ailments. And it's very similar when you're working with an advisor. As you can see through today's episode, a lot of the same strategies are put in place and implemented. If you'd like to set up a review of your plan with Glenn Mosseller, here's the good news and one way that this diverges from the healthcare comparison. You're not going to get poked with anything when you come to meet with Glenn. So there's no blood drawn. There's no disrobing. None of that's going to happen. You know, you can just kind of come and have a conversation. I don't know, Glenn, maybe a cup of coffee. Is that something that's possible for folks if
they
come
in? That's certainly a possibility,
for
sure.
There you go. So you're not going to have to worry about all that other stuff like when you go to the doctor. So a little bit less of a painless conversation and interaction, for sure. Come in, meet with Glenn, have a great talk about your financial life, and get on a better path to your retirement future. All you have to do is go to roadmapfinancial.com, click free consultation, and schedule that time to visit. You can even meet remotely. That telehealth, right? There'd be another comparison if you want to go and do the virtual appointment with Glenn, or you can come into the office in Greensboro, whatever's convenient for you. Roadmapfinancial.com, the place to go, or 336-291-3535, the number to call. Glenn, thanks for the help today. Appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Walter. Take care.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll see you next time right back here on The Retirement Roadmap with Glenn Mosseller.